Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello and welcome to the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, the podcast that is not afraid to get its hands dirty when dealing with your problems.
I made a wish and put it in the sea, and that wish was that you'd listen to me and Dr. Benjamin Jones.
That's right, I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones, brother of Indiana Jones. He entered the Temple of Doom. I enter the Temple of your asshole.
I'm Claire Cares, and I'm being crystals clear with you. But my name's not Crystals, my name's Claire Cares, like I just said. We were given twice as many ears as nose, so we can listen more than we can smell. But guess what? We can do both.
So what is your problem? We use our nose to let you nose.
So tune in, relax, pop your foot up and enjoy the podcast.
It's a podcast. No, thank you. I won't be touching that. I won't be touching that.
Could you crouch down like a rabbit, just so we can see?
I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones, and you're Dr. Not Doing Very Much. Doolittle. Meant to say Doolittle.
Too much fizzy pop is bad for you, and we'll be back with other tips along the way.
I'm sorry, did you just say you're Winston Churchill?
You'll address him as the doctor, or you won't address him at all.
Get out of my surgery and take your tone with you.
You don't need a certificate to heal the nation, but I've got one anyway. Bathe me in the moonshine, because we're back for another edition of...
Come Why on. Why is your bottom so dirty?
Yes. Say it and play it. How are you, Dr. Benjamin Jones?
I'm clean as a whistle, Claire.
Yes, I'm pretty done down there.
Are you? Pretty done?
I'm pretty done down there.
I did actually notice you've got something done.
Yes, I did.
There's a shining light.
I bleached.
It looks like there's sort of a almost like a torch that's just sort of...
I get down on all fours and I say to the partner at the time,
yes.
Care to have a look at this beautiful piece?
Yes. Well, I'm certainly looking, Claire.
Thank you. And I'm certainly winking.
Lovely. Mm. So we are not alone.
No, Jesus walks among us.
Jesus walks among us.
And that's not the name of our next guest.
It might be. It might be.
Is it Jesus?
Clyde.
Clyde.
Similar. Just two syllables away.
Yes. Jesus. Clyde.
Don't think about it. So Clyde, it's lovely to have you here.
Thank you.
Oh, Clyde.
Cliding into our DMs.
Very nice.
Wordplay.
Clyde, I must say, already you've got a very sort of dour energy. Mm. You don't mind me saying that, do you?
You sound a lot like my friends.
Ah, are they doctors?
No, but what happened is I talk to people and I have a lot of friends and I think I'm having a really good time. But then people just tell me that I'm dragging them down, but I think they're dragging me down.
Right, okay. But none of your friends are here today, are they?
No.
So they don't want to work on themselves?
No.
So your friends aren't dragging you down today, are they?
No.
Okay.
No.
So let's liven things up a little bit, shall we?
Do you like to party?
Do you like to party?
Yeah. I roller skated once.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. Was it a roller skating party?
No, it was like through a park and...
You did it.
It was fun, but then I accidentally rolled over a small dog.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you could kill a Pomeranian with roller skates, but...
Right.
The 10 minutes before that were really... It did feel like a
exhilarating.
Party.
Exhilarating. Mm. Until you swish the pup, it is exhilarating.
How old are you?
Well, my parents raised me in a really unorthodox way.
Yes.
They refused to... tell me the year that I was born.
Mm-hmm. I'll have a guess at 76.
Then I'm 76 years old?
No, the year, 1976.
Born in 76.
Horoscope, the dog. That's probably why it was very painful for you to run over a dog.
That's possible. Chinese. I don't remember 1976, so it's possible.
Well,
I was,
do you feel like you're 45?
I feel like I'm more like 42 and a half.
Okay. Well, congratulations. You were born in 1978.
Congratulations.
Okay. Don't think about it. Don't do the maths.
No, don't do the maths. And why don't you check out my blog?
So how many times did you ask your parents for your year of birth?
Well, they told me, if we tell you how old you are, then you're going to, you know, just constantly want presents once a year.
Oh, okay.
We don't want you shackled to materialism and us having to spend a lot of money.
So when you were, let's say, 5, they were making out that you were 25. So we're like, oh, you don't need to get you a present anymore. You're 25.
They wouldn't necessarily tell me I'm 25 when I'm 5, but when I was 5, I didn't know if I was 5.
They said you were too old for presents.
Yeah.
Golly gosh.
What about holidays when you were younger? Did you go on holidays?
Have you been to France?
No, but we ate a baguette twice.
What's that?
A baguette.
Baguette, yeah, got it now.
It takes you there. Sometimes if you have baguette and cheese, it just takes you to Paris, doesn't it?
Takes you to Paris.
It was but with butter.
Yes, very nice. He's very, if you don't mind me saying, downbeat.
He's very downbeat. And that's what his friends say about him quite a lot.
He needs rising up.
I just thought you could help me find new friends who don't tell me that I'm depressing all the time.
Mm. Right. Well, may I make a suggestion?
Thank you, Claire.
Let us not look for new friends, but look inside.
Ah.
Often, we think our friends are bulls, etc., but the bulls within. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
So are you saying that...
The little boy who cried bull.
The little boy that cried bull.
A bull.
Okay.
I think what Claire might be saying is that you are a little boy crying bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So Claire is accusing you of talking bull.
Mm. What did your parents do? Did they have money and just not want to give it to you, or did they not have money? Because they're two different things.
They were very successful jugglers in their own
jugglers.
Right.
Jugglers. You can make a bit of money from juggling.
Mm, yes.
Claire, what time is the guest coming?
What guest?
What time's our guest coming today?
This is the guest.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I have this thing when someone is so sort of dour to be around, I sort of forget that they're there.
Oh, wow.
And I completely forgot that you were there.
Wow, okay.
How would you prefer I be?
That's on me. You know, that's on me. I just didn't really... I can't remember your name.
Maybe... Just so you don't forget, I could wave my hand in your face the whole time we talk so you remember that I'm here.
That would be helpful.
That's
okay,
one option.
Okay, I could just do that.
That is helpful.
I can't change who I am, but I can...
Well, that's where I'll stop.
I like waving.
I'll stop you there, Clyde. You can change who you are.
Clyde, got it now.
Clyde, you can change who you are. I'll stop you there. That's very much what the podcast is about. If you can't change who you are, then why did I used to be a Taurus and now I'm Sagittarius?
Very nice, dear.
So what should I change my name to then?
You don't necessarily have to change your name. But what I would like to do with you now is go in Clyde the Monster.
In Clyde the Beast.
We're going to go in Clyde the Monster.
In Clyde the Beast.
We're going to find out what the monster is inside Clyde.
In Clyde the Beast. Let's call it a beast.
Okay.
Because it's...
We've had Monster in a different episode, that's
We've had Monster.
In Clyde the Beast.
Well, it's just, you know, inside the monster is a phrase, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So let's go in Clyde the Monster.
The Beast.
Will you just open your mouth as wide as you possibly can for us right now?
Feeble mouth for a feeble
boy. Okay, and can you see inside there, Claire?
Yes, I can, yeah.
It's a very large tongue, isn't it?
Mm.
I've never seen a tongue that sort of long and floppy before.
Mm.
How do you think Clyde has got such a long and floppy tongue?
Well, yes, your guess is as good as mine.
When I was a boy, all the other kids used to call me Dog Tongue.
Yes.
Now, this is the second time you've mentioned a little doggy.
Mm.
The first time you mentioned a little doggy was when you ran one over in your roller skates and killed it. How many doggies have you killed?
Doggy is as doggy does.
Well, that's the only dog whose death I've caused, but...
Okay.
What's your favourite, excuse me for being rude and putting my beak in where it may not be needed, but what's your favourite sexual position?
Oh, Claire.
From the behind.
Doggy style.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, Claire, I'm back on board.
That's what you would call it.
I rest my case.
That was horrible.
I've only killed the one dog.
And that was an accident?
For the dog, certainly.
It could be called an accident.
What did you do after you killed the dog? After you ran it over, what did you do? What was your reaction?
I'd love to know. I'm here, paws primed, because I'd love to know.
I was roller skating, and then the dog jumped in front of me, and I could have stopped from going over the Pomeranian's back, but I would have fallen on the ground myself.
Claire. So it's hit and go, it's dog and flog.
Claire, what time's our guest getting here?
It's popping up. Oh, no.
I can keep waving,
oh,
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Clyde. Clyde. Yes. Just that was it was the dour story.
Yes, he's very dour, and I'm wondering if we could get his happiness up to a level 8 or above, then everything else might fall into place. Have you ever tried a healer?
Are you a healer?
No. Goodness me, no. I got asked to leave that class, but I do know some good ones.
Would you be up for trying a healer?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Claire?
Well, that's something to do outside of the session.
You can't do any healing now?
I could maybe sing Ombongo Ombongo.
Any other options?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I'd like to hear the song.
Well, okay, when Clyde wants to hear.
If it heals.
It feels like a risk.
Oh, no, sorry, I can't sing that in. I have to get Tina to do that. What I will do is magnet healing. Have you heard of magnet healing? Your energy is very negative.
I once stood beside a fridge and I felt happy because I knew there was food in the fridge. Maybe that's what was going
on. It's a start.
Or maybe it was because there was finally something close by that was colder than you.
Oh, that's
And
lovely.
Forgive me for saying that, Clyde.
I'll forgive you nothing.
Thank you, Claire.
Thank you.
But I want to talk a bit more about the friends that
you... Do you not want me to do the magnet therapy? Because, listen to this, he is very negative. He's charged
Thank you,
in a negative way. Thank you, dear.
Claire.
It's just my voice. I'm actually quite a positive person.
You're very negative. And then if I get the magnets out, I can do positive ions. I get the positive side of the magnet out and try to make a positive. I'll do it at the end.
You're going to do it now?
No. I'll charge them up.
Okay.
News just in. Fix it with aspirin.
Let's talk about your friends then, that you say that they drag you down a little bit, or they say that you drag them down.
Yeah.
So how many friends are we talking about here? Who specifically?
I was thinking about Ralph.
Ralph, yes.
So Ralph was at my house the other day.
Nasty. Was he invited?
Yeah. Well, he just comes over whenever my mom goes out. So Ralph came
sneaky.
Over. And then I said, Ralph, do you want to go to the store?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I don't need anything.
Oh, God. Arrogant.
And I really wanted him to go, and then he wouldn't.
Okay, so Ralph has come round when Mother's not there.
Mm. Is he a muscly chap, Ralph?
The limbs he has are quite well formed.
And how many has he got?
Two and a third.
Two and a third. That's three. Is it three? Three out of four.
Arm
three
leg.
Out of four ain't bad. Yeah?
So when Ralph's come round to your house, have you not thought to yourself, okay, well, Ralph's here.
Well, I was just trying to, you know, I thought we could go for a walk and we could, like, look at all the stores on our street.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe we'd see, like, some bushes.
Right, okay.
Ralph just wanted to stay inside and eat some candy my mom had left.
Here's what I'm thinking here, Clyde. You're not really bringing much to the party.
Never.
You know, you're saying let's go out for a walk, let's look at a bush, do you want anything from the store? But... Ralph is coming around and he's saying, well, I don't want anything from the store.
No.
And also, I don't want to do anything. And he only comes around when your mother's out so he can take her candy.
That's because my mother once, her and Ralph had a fist fight and they aren't on speaking terms currently.
And that's why he's got the one arm, is it?
Well, no. This was a pre-accident, but...
Yes.
It did. I don't want to mischaracterize either of them. It was quite an even bout.
Yep.
But my mother did win when she put Ralph inside the dishwasher.
Ah, yes.
I love a strong woman.
Yes.
I do.
No.
Sassy. Very sassy.
My mother's, I'd say, below average strength. Ralph is just very weak.
Right.
How old's Ralph?
His parents did tell him his age, which has always been a point of contention between us, but he's 38, I believe.
Too old to be stealing sweets from mother, I wouldn't wager.
Yeah, and difficult to get a 38-year-old in the dishwasher.
It's difficult, but not impossible.
No.
Speak to Stuart Ainsley.
Stuart Ainsley famously got trapped in a dishwasher. They had to, 300 people had to sort of rescue him out of it. Well, it was sort of two people, really, but then 298 just sort of...
A lot of people think you can't fit a person in a dishwasher, but actually it's just about taking the dish trays out first, and then you just have a nice square box, and you could fit two or three people in there if you crammed in hard enough.
Two or three people, six or seven dogs. Mm. Pop your tongue back in your mouth, Clyde. I can't get over that tongue.
No, it's...
It's really long and floppy. Pop your tongue away, Clyde.
That's just me being relaxed.
Okay.
But I can put it in my mouth. Is that better?
I'm just going to try something now, Clyde. And I might be barking up the wrong tree here.
I don't like dog metaphors, please.
Sit. Speak.
I won't speak Good if you boy. Tell me Good to boy. Speak. No.
Good boy.
I'm a bad boy. I'm being a bad boy right now because I didn't do what you told me to do.
Fetch.
You didn't throw anything. You just...
Yeah. No, sorry. For a second there, I thought you might be a dog. I got that one wrong.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
News just in. You don't have to use aspirin.
So, Clyde, did you have a lot of birthday parties?
None.
None. None at all.
They wouldn't tell me when it was, so when you...
He didn't get a present. He's not going to have a birthday party, is he?
Okay.
Okay.
So what I would like
Are
to do now,
Are you
going to
give
Clyde,
me a present?
Well, I'm going to give you a present and I'm going to give you a party. Okay. Because this is one of my favourite games that we used to play when I was little.
Yes.
It's called Pass the Parcel.
Okay.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
Now, I say this cautiously because I don't want to break your little heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But the parcel that we're passing is not actually going to be physically there. So I hope that doesn't trigger any emotions.
Okay.
But basically, we pass the parcel and when the music stops, whoever's holding the parcel unwraps a layer and then reveals what's there. Okay?
Okay.
So I'll start.
Oh.
Oh, no.
It's on Clyde.
Clyde, the music stopped on you.
He's had a sniff, and now he's...
Would you like to unwrap a layer?
Unwrapping a layer. Do you sniff things usually when you get handed them?
I think the sense of smell is really underestimated.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not in your case.
We sniff hither and thither, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Terrible stinking arsehole.
Sniffing around, yeah.
So what have you unwrapped there, the first layer?
Well, there's another layer of
another
wrapping
layer.
Paper.
Another layer, okay.
Me?
Claire, yeah. You had to unwrap her.
Oh, yes.
And what have you found?
It's a cabbage leaf.
A cabbage leaf? Mm. Oh, well done, Claire.
Thank you.
I mistook that for a layer of wrapping paper.
No.
Okay, I apologise.
Let's go around again. Oh, it stopped on me. I'm just going to unwrap that. Oh my God, I've got an amazing present. It's a boomerang. Yes. It's a boomerang.
Boomerang, yeah. Boomerang
okay.
And it stopped on you again, Clyde.
Oh.
What have you got this time?
I can't believe it. You guys, a Pomeranian.
Ah,
I can go give this dog to that lady whose dog I killed when I probably could have stopped myself, but
yeah,
I didn't.
Okay. And do you know what else? You can take my boomerang.
And I'll throw it at the woman if she gets angry at me for killing her other dog. That's good to have self-defense.
No, no, no. There'll be no more killing dogs. One more time. It's landed on me. I've opened it up.
What is it?
It's a birth certificate.
Oh.
The year of birth is 1930.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think it's your birth certificate. It says It says Lindbergh, so that can't be for you. I don't quite know what that means.
Is it Clyde Lindbergh?
It does say Clyde Lindbergh, but...
Right, okay.
And what was you saying about forgiveness, Claire?
Yes, it's a real time of forgiveness. Okay.
I was worried that I'd interrupted something that you were going to do, but I've just come back to it and basically it's the same thing.
I did have a thought.
Yes.
Oh, it is gone.
That's very helpful, Claire.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you.
Is this a jingle?
Is it magnet therapy time?
I'd love to see it.
Mm. How? What do you do?
Well, I just get these magnets and I charge them to the positive side.
I think it's probably better if you do it all into the microphone.
Yes.
I once...
Okay. Yes, you once what?
I once had a Dollywood magnet.
Oh, yeah.
From my visit to Dollywood.
What's Dollywood?
Dolly Parton's home, and you can pay to enter her home.
Okay.
And she has roller coasters in it, and her siblings sing there.
Well, Clyde, that sounds like paid. That sounds like the sort of thing that you should have been mentioning to Ralph. You shouldn't say, do you want to go to the store and look at a bush? You should say, would you like to go to Dollywood?
When have you been happiest?
I was probably happiest when I was watching Randy Parton sing.
Randy Parton?
Dolly Parton's brother.
Ah.
Oh, you don't like the women?
Randy was just the only show where there were seats available, so that's what I chose to see.
Okay.
Can we hear one of Randy's numbers, just so we can get an idea?
They were a lot of covers, and I'm very legally conscious, and I'm afraid that if I have a very good singing voice.
Mm-hmm.
Can imagine.
So yeah, I wouldn't, if I started singing...
They'd think it was Randy.
Well, they'd think it was Randy. You'd release this out into the ether, and it would get taken down because you don't own Randy Parton's music.
I had a teacher called Randy for different reasons, yeah. Real name Michael. Okay, so he's negatively charged.
Yes.
And what I do is get the magnet, flip it round, positive ions, and I just put it towards him, and hopefully he will just get more positive and charge up through the rest of the show.
And that's that done, is it?
That's done, yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
Have a great time listening still.
Your friends think you are bad company.
That's what they've told us.
We want to give you some tips now on how you can make yourself more fun to be around.
Okay, can I give you tips too?
No,
because our bums are smelling of roses.
Yes, and mine's bleached.
Yes, it's got a nice little glow.
Shimmer. Mine shimmers.
I'm allergic to bleach.
Right, well, don't put your face down there.
Here's one suggestion. Let's imagine Ralph's come round and you say to Ralph, did you take some of my mum's candy? And Ralph says, no.
No, he says, doesn't he?
And then you say, don't Clyde to me.
And that's a bit of fun because you've got a catchphrase.
It's wordplay.
Yeah,
wordplay. You say, don't Clyde to me.
Yeah.
And Ralph will probably be like, oh, well, this is fun. This is, I'm enjoying this.
But also, can I make some suggestions?
Yes, I'd love that, Claire.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Benjamin Jones. Why don't you invest in a jazzy waistcoat?
Okay. Yes.
Sequins.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a fun hat. Cowboy. I'm out of ideas.
I was wondering as well, just to stick with the wordplay, you could say to Ralph, would you like some of my mum's candy? He says yes. You can say, okay, open Clyde.
Yes, a very nice dear.
I like this because sometimes I struggle to think of a joke in the moment, but what you're giving me is a joke that you can use over and over again. It's the same joke in it. Because it's the same joke, it gets funnier every time I say it.
It becomes like a catchphrase.
Yes, and another one you could do is, could you put that box on its Clyde?
Do you see the fun we're already having? Claire Cares said that, but I'm warming to you. I'm seeing you.
Whenever I don't know what to say or people seem to be reacting negatively towards me, I should just say my own name in sentences.
Yes.
And act like it's really funny.
Well, what you really need to do, what you really, really, really need to do is this.
Mm-hmm.
Always look on the bright side of life. Did you not see where that was? Did you not see where that was going, Claire?
I sung side as large as life.
I thought I'd signposted that pretty heavily, Claire.
It's Clyde. You're supposed to say Clyde.
Yes, I get that now. But, the angels work in mysterious ways.
They do work in mysterious ways.
I forgot Clyde was here, actually.
Well, yeah, that does happen.
Yeah.
Forgive you not. Mm. Yeah, he's waving for us again.
Nice big wave.
The doctor will see you now.
I want to pick up on one thing you did say earlier, Clyde. You said when you were next to the fridge, you were very happy.
Mm. Yes.
You said you were very happy because there was food in the fridge.
Well, I was going to get some food at the fridge, and then I thought it was the idea of eating the profiteroles that was making me happy, but it could have been the magnets.
Were you going to get some mashed potato and Clyde?
A Clyde of mashed potato.
I was trying to rhyme it with pie.
It's simple stuff. A Clyde salad.
Yeah, okay. I'll be back in 5 with another one.
Clyde and mash sort of works.
Yeah. I'll be back.
Okay. I want to talk a bit more about your parents.
Mm.
Why?
Was your father marrying the Clyde?
Clyde and groom. Claire's really got the hang of the old Clyde business. But do you see how much fun? I mean, this could be Ralph.
It's bringing her a lot of joy.
Mm. Yeah, that could be Ralph.
If it brings, Ralph and my mom the other people more joy, and they'll be happier when I'm around.
Yes. What's your mum's name?
Does everyone know their own mother's name?
Ah.
Some people call their mother by her first name, and I usually find those people aren't loved.
So you just called her mum?
Mum.
Mum. Father?
That's his name.
You called him, so you said, where's mum? You said, mum, father.
Yeah.
What I want to work out is why your mum and dad have not given you any information. They're not telling you their names. They're not telling you your date of birth.
That's a nightmare that you don't know your date of birth. You can't do astrology. You can't do numerology. You can't do Chinese. Well, I'm sure you're the year of the dog. But you can't do your Chinese horoscope. That's a nightmare.
I wonder if we try something now. And
I'm rubbing my hands together with glee.
It's not easy, this one. It's not easy to achieve. But what I would like to do, Claire, you tell me about this.
I'm not taking my clothes off again, am I?
No, not this time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Or last time, actually.
Thank you. Yes. Okay, I went too far.
I'm wondering if we...
Clyde.
For Clyde, if we introduce one of our good friends...
Yes.
Sally Jessop.
Sally Jessop.
Sally Jessop.
From the photographic shop.
Yes. Sally Jessop has got a photographic memory.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, how do you think she did so well with Jessops?
Yes. Mm. Sally, are you on the line?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, Sally. So I've got Clyde here.
Yeah, hello. And
you can probably have a bit of fun with his name. That's probably, for later.
Oh, Clyde stepped there for now.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, Clyde's in the room, and he's missing some information. I said that you've got quite a photographic memory.
I sure do. 255225.
Thank you. So, Sally, I thought we'd maybe just ask you some questions and see if you could help us.
She'll be delighted.
Okay. Can you tell us who got gold in the 1984 Winter Olympics ice skating?
Well, it doesn't really matter, because we all got gold along the way.
Okay. It was Torbjörn Dean.
Yes. I should have known that, because I saw you watching him on telly this morning.
Clyde, have you got a question for Sally?
I have a suspicion that I find it hard to talk about, but, with my parents being willing to tell me when I was born or their actual names, am I the Lindbergh baby?
Yeah, I don't know how to convey this, but yes is the word. You were the baby that was stolen in the 1930s.
Wow.
One word. Wow. Subliminal. Subliminal. Subliminal promotion for my tour.
Thank you, Sally. Wow. So Sally seems to be suggesting that you are, in actual fact, the Lindbergh baby, which would make sense of the birth certificate we found earlier.
That really explains a lot, actually.
That's very smart how we've done that. Clyde, I'm so sorry. We've been speaking to you this whole time and it's never occurred to us. But I think Sally has really helped us there, don't you think, Claire?
Oh, yeah.
Sally has really helped us establish that the reason your parents didn't tell you your date of birth was because they didn't know.
Do you know, this is so profound, Dr. Benjamin Jones. I've got a collide on.
You mean like a boner?
Yes.
They didn't know, and they didn't tell you their names because they didn't want you to know that information. And the reason they didn't want you to know is because...
I'm the Lindbergh baby.
You're the Lindbergh baby.
You've got a smile on your face, finally. Dr. Benjamin Jones, this is transformative.
It is transformative.
He has been pepped up by his true identity. You know... They say, know not others until you know thyself first.
Yes.
Well, classic case of here.
Yes.
I know me.
Are you starting to feel a bit more bubbly?
Oh, bubbly. You're so bubbly.
Clyde Lindbergh.
Always look on the Clyde
no,
side.
No, no, his name's different now.
It's still Clyde.
Oh, is it?
Clyde Lindbergh.
It's the only name I've ever known. I can't change it now.
Always look on the Clyde Lindbergh
of life. You can put Clyde anywhere, can't you?
Clyde, you can, and that's a metaphor for your social life.
Yeah.
Does it feel nicer that you know now that you're the Lindbergh baby?
I feel freer because I know that there's a reason why everything's happened the way it's happened.
Yes.
And I feel Clyde.
Yes, yes. Don't Clyde your eyes out. But what I will say is it's not your fault. It's a little bit your fault for being such a cute little baby. But apart from that, it's not really your fault. So that's freeing, isn't it?
I like the idea that it was, because then if it was my fault...
Clyde, back to happy.
I was in control.
Mm. Well, I think in the end it was a pretty successful session. With us. Thank you very much for joining us today, Clyde. And thank you, Claire Cares.
And I will say, you can't win them all.
You can't win them all?
Clyde Cares.
Clyde Cares. Lovely.
See you on the other Clyde.
Oh, very good, dear. Wait there. Clyde yourself as you go.
You... Yeah, okay.
Clyde a hairbrush into your cunt.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.